what I love about having a podcast is it gives me a legitimate excuse to just kind of spoil myself and talk about the topics that I want to talk about.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Carla, and here we are for another episode of None of Your Business. So today we are going to talk about podcasting. A lot of people have asked me about my experience in podcasting. I've only been podcasting as of this episode for about 2 years, and I've definitely learned a lot along the way. I hired a consultant when I was starting it, and these two ladies helped me out with my title, what I should do for my launch, and on top of that also gave me advice on how to really make most out of my first few weeks podcasting and how they could make my life easier, basically. Now please remember that I do have a great advantage of having an outsourcing team, and I have developed basically really good SOPs and systems and templates and if-then statements, which are basically the pillars of a good system to really make podcasting enjoyable for me, because now I only get to do the parts that I love, which is meeting people, talking to people, being curious about people's lives, and delving into their thoughts. And so that part is really enjoyable to me. And I bet that a lot of you might also find that enjoyable. Like you can just basically have a talk show and you are basically just tasked to show up, be yourself, talk to people, meet amazing people, and of course, share your opinions and thoughts about certain things. Now, it depends though what your podcast is like, what your brand is like, what your voice is like, and who your intended audience is. But most of the time, it's really very enjoyable if you're just sticking to that part. Now, the other parts of podcasting, which will include invitation of the guests, if you're doing an interview type one, or if you have guests on your podcast, maybe it's a co-host for that episode, maybe it's a guest to interview, maybe it's someone who you want to debate with online, you know. So there's different ways to really run a podcast show, and if you are not the only one hosting it, then definitely you have to make arrangements with that person. After that, you have to edit the podcast. After that, you have to do a little bit of sound engineering to check the echoes and delete some of the noise that are unnecessary. Or if you said something that should be deleted, or your guest said something that should be edited out, then you have to do that too. After that, you have to do the show notes and then write what stood out for you in that episode and what is the reason why people should listen to it. You know, the show notes are the things that they see when they click on the episode before they get to listen to the episode. So it's basically a piece of copy, a mini sales page to really sell the idea of, hey, you gotta listen to this episode. And so that's tasking. And then you also have to share it on your social media so that people know about it. If you have a newsletter, you also have to write about it in your newsletter, write a really catchy newsletter or email subject for that as well. And if you are co-promoting this, you also have to tag your guest, and also you have to give your guests all these promotional materials so they can share it too, and then you are also exposed to their audience. And so there's kind of a lot of work. And then, depending on how busy your social media turns out, you have to reply to certain comments. And if you're repurposing this content as well, cutting them in clips, posting them on Instagram, Facebook Reels, TikTok, or YouTube Shorts, or if you're also uploading the same content on YouTube, then that's a lot of work to do. Now, as I said, I've been lucky because I have a team that does all of that for me. I get to pick and choose the things that I really want. And I don't even upload my podcast in all of the platforms. I also don't really repurpose the content so much. Now I've started to handpick certain episodes and post it on YouTube, such as this one. I really like this, and those are for the content that I really want to turn evergreen. And so some of these lessons can be usable 10 years from now, and those are the things that I just want to repurpose. But so far, I really only do what I want. And if you're interested in starting a podcast, I definitely recommend listening to this episode, getting a pen and a paper, or maybe even just your phone. And if something really stands out for you, write it down. You're going to learn a lot here. And I guarantee that if you're listening to this podcast in the hopes of starting a podcast really easy, really peacefully, learning from my mistakes, you're definitely going to get what you came here for. I guarantee that. And that is the purpose of this podcast. And once you're ready, find me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Carla Singson. On Instagram, I'm Carla Stefan, Stefan. Let me know if you want to start a podcast. I can help you with my team. And I have a very, very good offer that I'm dropping this 2024. And I have a very special deal for our first few clients for the podcast production. It's super cheap. It's all in. Everything that I mentioned will be done for you. If you do one episode a week, you will never be late. And all you need to do is to really just show up and record and talk. So we'll be selling that for a little bit under $600 a month if you do one episode a week. So it's really nothing, and everything's going to be done for you. You only get to show up on the parts that you enjoy the most. And of course, in this podcast episode right now, I'm going to share a lot of things with you. Number one, we start with clarity. What kinds of clarity do you need for your podcast? What are the things that you need to ask yourself? Number two, we're going to talk about equipment and platforms, on how we can make it super easy for you to start a podcast. Let's make this non-committal, and let's make just the MVP out. Let's get the MVP out, the minimum viable product. You get to just change and improve as you go. It doesn't need to be super perfect. It has to be the best that you can. So I'm not saying don't try or don't try your best. It just has to be the as best as you can in that moment. Okay? Best effort. Number three, I'm going to give you some tips on when you're launching your podcast, how you can get a lot of people to see it, talk about it, comment on it, share it to other people. Number four, I'm going to share with you different ways to make the most out of your podcast, to grow your business, to grow your personal brand. And of course, a lot of opportunities for money making, such as advertising, sponsorships, affiliate partnerships, and distribution. And number five, I'm also going to tell you the number one secret to a successful podcast. And yes, a little thrill there. And so this is definitely a master class and a half, so pay attention. Okay, so let me share about what I love about podcasts and why I continue to make my podcast, do my podcast episode. Number one, I just really love this. When I was in college, I was the president of our debate team, and I had a radio show called Viewfinder. And it was so cool because we would talk about certain issues in society, like abortion or legalizing gay marriage. In the Philippines, we're a Catholic country, legalizing divorce, legalizing prostitution, legalizing marijuana. So we talk about these things, charter change or whatever. We talk about affirmative action. We talk about whether, 50 Cent is a proper representation of the Black community. So we talk about a lot of really kind of heavy issues. And it's so funny because we were just kids. Like, what do we really know? And what we would do is that we research a lot and we read a lot. And then we show up on this radio show and then we divide the team into two. So I would be the host most of the time. I'll be emceeing it. There'll be two camps. Sometimes I'm debating either for the pro side or the con side, and just have like a little friendly debate. We also had people calling in to share their opinions. It was super fun. So anyway, this was in college. That was let me think, 15 years ago as of publication of this podcast episode. I'm super old. And I really loved it. So I love my podcast because I am genuinely curious about how people think, what people think about certain things, and I just love the idea of allowing myself to be fascinated. So, if you are one of my close friends, you know that I have a very like light-hearted demeanor, and it's very easy for me to joke around, laugh, and be happy and think positive. I think I'm generally a very positive and optimistic person, and it's really, really hard to make me sad and angry and depressed, but. And I think that's a really good blessing. But I just also, I'm really curious about everyone. I'm curious about everyone and everything. And I'm curious about something. I really find a way to learn about the things that I'm most curious about. So that's one of the perks that I love about podcasting. So if you're a naturally curious person, or if you're a student of a certain topic, so for example, if your podcast is about fencing, if you really love fencing, then you're going to enjoy podcasting and talking about fencing. If you love poker, you're going to love having a podcast about poker. You're going to love just hearing the jargon of poker. You're going to love talking about the lives of the famous poker players. It's just going to be your thing. And so, definitely, one of the mini tips here is choose a podcast with a topic that you will never get tired of talking about. And so, what I love about having a podcast is it gives me a legitimate excuse to just kind of spoil myself and talk about the topics that I want to talk about. Now, next reason why I love podcasting is it is definitely one of the best ways to establish a relationship between you and the public. And so, you in the past, a lot of people spend money to do some public relations activities around them and around their brand. So people would spend money, and up to now, people still do it. People spend money to get featured on magazines, Forbes, to get invited on big stages, to get their name out there, for them to be recognized as something. And having a podcast is really one of the best ways that you can become a thought leader and give people a reason to listen to you. And so you are controlling the narrative, and it is a one-way communication. So it's a one-way conversation, basically. So your voice is in their ear, and you get to just evangelize them. Sounds very culty, but that's what I love about podcasting. It gives me a certain spot in the headspace of the people who are listening to my podcast. And yes, I'm helping them out either by way of entertainment, education, or information, or tickling their curiosities. You know, if you listen, if you scroll up on what I've discussed in my podcast, you will see I discussed orgies, I discuss porn, I discuss this blind man who ran an ultra marathon, I discussed jiu-jitsu, I discussed skincare, so I discuss a lot of things that I'm curious about. And so the fact that it is, you know, a one-way conversation, I give people basically a VIP seat on what I'm thinking about these topics, and I love that. And so it's a great way for me to establish a relationship because it almost feels like I'm talking to them and I'm just sitting and chatting with them. And as you know, I'm very casual, I'm very, you know, jokey, and I try to be as funny and as lighthearted as possible, as well as just so we're just like hanging out. And I think that makes for a very intimate relationship that really puts you top of mind and gives positive feelings and gives emotional, I would say, I would go as far as emotional benefits to your listener, and it gives them a special affinity to you. So I know that a lot of you guys are entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, and the amount of times that I've had leads, prospects, affiliates come up to me that I never see in person, come up to me at an event and say, "Hey, I really enjoyed this podcast," or we would just be casually chatting. They would never mention my podcast, and then one part of the dinner, of a very long dinner, they would just quote something back at me or mention a certain episode, and I'd be surprised, like, oh, they're listening to my podcast. And of course, that those are like very special moments for me. I feel appreciated, and I feel that all the hard work that my team has put into my podcast has turned into something positive. But more than that, I will not lie, I close a lot of deals, and I've been mentioned in rooms that I'm not even a part of, or rooms that I'm not even present in, because someone listened to my podcast and someone knew what I was doing and someone liked me, even though they haven't met me. And so, because they get to like sit in the in my cerebral basement basically and hang out there for a bit, and I love that. In fact, I think it was on my fourth ever podcast episode where I closed a client because of a certain podcast episode, and I really linked it. I was able to really directly link it to the podcast episode. So that contract was, let me remember, I think it was like 1200 a month. And then it was awesome because that turned out to be a very lucrative contract, and it was an affirmation. Even on the fourth episode, if I was to close a contract, a high-end subscription, then after that, it will just be amazing, and it's just up and up from there. So I like that. Another benefit of having a podcast is that it really cements your personal brand. So when you are building your personal brand, you get to tell certain stories, and you get to tell certain stories about your life that you repeat, because these things get to be who you are in the face of the public. And every person has a particular story that they repeat in public when they're introduced on stage, when they get on other podcasts, when they speak at an online summit, when they are described in their course, or when they are introducing themselves in a new newsletter. There is a certain way that we talk about ourselves in the public, and there is a certain way that we want to be known. Having a podcast cements this and turns your brand into something timeless, because you actually get to repeat your story over and over again. So a lot of you know my story because I've repeated it over and over again. I graduated college at 19. I learned how to read at 2. I grew up from a poor family in a town in the Philippines, a developing country. I started traveling in 2016. I used to own brick and mortar businesses. I still own them, but I used to really manage them and grow them. And I taught marketing at university at 20. And I sought out the idea of an online business because I wanted to travel the world and I wanted to pursue ultimate freedom. And so I repeat that story over and over again. And when I am in a podcast episode, I get to share little tidbits about this story, and it all weaves into this major story of who I am and who you are in the face of your audience without your business. Like, who are you as a person? And I think that's very, very powerful. In fact, if someone asks me, "Carla, what is your best business? What is your number one business advice for everyone starting out, or even someone who has been in business?" I would always say, your name is your greatest asset. And so, if you have a good reputation and if you have a track record of making things work, you're always going to win. So, obviously, there's going to be some people who will be telling lies about you, talking shit about you, or jealous about you. They will try to fabricate stories about you. Trust me, guys, that has happened to me so many times. But the people who believe in me and work with me and know the truth, of course, their stories are much, much stronger. And I continue to show up publicly, and I continue to serve my clients where my focus is. And so, if you are the kind of person that's ready to be in public, obviously, if you have a podcast, you're already very used to public scrutiny or critique. And so, don't let that get in your way. I'm going to share some technical benefits as well. Of course, a podcast is very good with SEO or search engine optimization, all the backlinks, whether you are the host or whether you're guesting on another person's podcast, having being mentioned and having particular page updated all the time makes for really good SEO, and it shows up. A lot of podcasts show up on page one and two of Google. So if someone Googles you and wants to learn about you and they get to see your podcast episode or at least a summary of it, they can basically decide if they like you or if they trust you. So remember, if you are selling anything online, the three steps to get someone to buy from you is know, like, and trust. And always remember that the space where your audience will sit for the longest is like. It takes very easy for someone and very quick for someone to know you. And honestly, when they decide to trust you, it's also a very quick instinctive reaction. Where people really stay is like. It takes a lot for a person to decide merely from social media if they like you. And if they do like you, it doesn't mean they immediately will trust you, but trust me, you're getting very, very close to that. And so a podcast just wins that triangle, that triangle of selling online through your personal brand, know, like, and trust. A podcast does all of those things for you. And so I hope that everything I mentioned here has given you or convinced you that if you're ready to show up more in public, having a podcast is going to be one of the best steps that you can do.
If you love this podcast, please give us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It really means a lot to us. And if you love to make more money by improving your customer or client retention, loyalty, and lifetime value, check out Alex's work at Huckleberry Consulting. He is offering a free 1-hour audit to just a lucky few, just for the first 20 listeners who will reach out. It's super easy. Just go over to consulthuckleberry.com and book an appointment at his calendar. And all you need to do is mention this podcast. So this 1-hour free audit has a value of $500, and you're going to get it for free if you're one of the first 20 listeners. Just book an appointment at his calendar. Go over to consulthuckleberry.com, and all you need to do is just to mention this podcast. Come to that call with your customer success and client success problem, and feel free to pick his brain. That's all you need to do. So I hope you're one of the first 20. Let's go.
So let's talk about this mini masterclass. Number one, let's talk about clarity. So it's really, really good that you get clear on your brand, personal brand. Who am I and who do I help? Once again, this is part of the story that you will be repeating in your podcast over and over again. Next question, who is my audience? Who are they specifically and why would they listen to me? Pick a topic that will really be enticing to your audience and basically sit with yourself and brainstorm of a reason why will, you know, why they would listen to you. Number three, pick a subject matter that is really interesting to you and that you know that you'll also be a competent host in. You have to have a natural curiosity on this subject matter, and you also need to actually be good at it. You have to be good at this subject matter. You have to show that you're an authority on this subject matter. And if you are not, then that, yes, that could be your angle. Like, I have one of my friends, Annie, and her podcast is called The Aspiring CMO. And she's just interviewing people who have big names in marketing. And she is an aspiring CMO. So she's basically documenting her journey and she's taking you with her. And I really like that because it's nothing pretentious. You know, she's not saying, oh, I'm the CMO queen or something like that. I also have another friend of mine, Joel, and he has a podcast called Search. I think it's called Search for the Truth. Here for the Truth. Sorry, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but yeah, it's called Here for the Truth. It's a very, very good podcast. Are You Here for the Truth? And it talks about freedom, truth. It talks about, you know, how governments lie to you and self-esteem and how humans should always seek for the truth. It's very philosophical, but it's also It's also abreast with in terms of like cultural nuances and current events. So those are, these titles, these subject matters, and these kinds of audience differentiation really work because they know what they want to talk about, and they also are very comfortable addressing the audience about this subject matter. My last item in under the subject of clarity is differentiation. Why is my podcast different and better than others? And so I know that there is thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, probably a million podcasts out there. Some people have multiple podcasts. But I want you to at least spend a little bit of time to think about how different your podcast is and how better your podcast is compared to others. And so sometimes it's just a matter of pride, really. You don't want to be the same as others. You'll be easily forgotten, or you will be brushed under the rug because someone with a bigger name will have a podcast of the similar issue or a similar topic. And so one of the examples I can mention is I follow a lot of reality TV shows, reality dating shows on Netflix, and it's actually my junk food, my bad habit, my vice, following trash TV. But there are so many podcasts about reality TV shows, and so I now begin to notice what makes one different over the other now that I'm podcasting and I'm looking at it with a different lens. And so, in a way, even if they're different from each other, they still compete over the same audience. And I also know that there are audiences that they share, and there are also audiences that will only listen to one or two. I think I have listened to a total of probably six reality TV podcasts, but I really only follow one. There's only one that I really follow and that I really value how they dissect things. I feel affiliated to their personal brand as well. And so that's just the podcast that I listen and that I follow and that I keep myself updated. And I just listen to the other podcasts if there's a particular thing or a particular angle that I'm really curious about. And so the podcast that I follow is Out of the Pods. Shout out to Out of the Pods and my Asian girlies, DT and Natalie. I hope you're listening. And so, yeah, clarity around your brand, clarity around your audience, clarity around your subject matter, and clarity on your differentiation. So, number two, let's talk about equipment and platforms. Okay, so I already shared with you that I'm going to make this easy. I'm going to make this super low commitment for you. I don't want you to overthink this, but if you want to do video, get a nice camera that will really show your beautiful face, but hide your pores. So it's pretty tricky. That's why I don't do video most of the time. Honestly, I don't want the pressure of it. I don't want to put on makeup. I just want to talk and I just want people to listen. I don't need them to see my face. I used Zoom when I was starting because it was super easy. I feel like I'm just on a work call. And for my mic, I have a Blue Yeti, which I really, really love. It's super simple. It's not that big. It's pretty heavy when you travel. And I think my very first three episodes, I even did it with Apple AirPods. But see, I just did it, right? It's really good to just push your MVP out there. You can also use a lot of AI tools to help you with the show notes. There's a lot of tools that just easily transcribe, especially if you speak at an accent that the AI tools will easily recognize, like an American accent or close to American accent. Australian, British, and somewhere in between, it's pretty easy for the AI to pick those accents up. But I'm Filipino. Right now, I'm using my kind of Californian accent, but I still sound Filipino sometimes. But if I use my Filipino accent, it might not be picked up by AI. And so I'm just using my fake American accent here. Yay. And I don't know why I said yay. And then you can also use AI tools to summarize your transcript, write your show notes. You can, if you're good at prompt engineering, that'll be easy. Editing, you can use any tool. You can use any tool in the Adobe suite. I think that's the easiest, but really, no pressure. I want you to just push your MVP out. And that's what's important, as long as you really prepare for every episode so that you also don't have to edit a lot. Get to know yourself. Get to know yourself and how you prepare the best. And get to know yourself on how you can be in a state of flow. And so, one of the reasons why I like to not do video is when I talk to a microphone, I actually do a lot of hand gestures. Yeah, so I'm super Latina. And in that manner, but I do a lot of hand gestures. I'm used to public speaking, and I'm pretty animated when I speak. And so if there is a camera, to be honest, I'll just be conscious about how I look, how my face reacts on certain about, certain things. I definitely can't do, even though I've been a professional poker player, I can't do a poker face when certain topics come up or like shock me or when I'm really engaged in a conversation. And so I just don't do camera. And so if I do video, I'll be more conscious. I'll be looking at the camera, looking how my face looks. Is this showing like three of my chins, or is that angle bad, or is my eyebrow weird in that way? So I don't want that extra pressure. And so I just do no video. But if you want to do that because you want to repurpose and you're really mindful and you really want to take advantage of it and you produce a lot of video content, definitely get prepared for it. Get a good camera. All right, lesson number three in terms of your launch. My number one tip is give it your all. And so plan it as much as you can. It will not be perfect. So don't ever think that it will be perfect, and don't stress yourself out so much. But once again, sit with yourself, get your notebook out, and try to think of as many ways as possible to get as many people as possible to listen to it, download, share it, comment, and rate it on the first 30 days. And so there's a lot of ways that you can take advantage of certain things. Obviously, ask for the help of your friends and family. Like when you're dropping your podcast, like say, hey, listen, I dropped this podcast with really love your support. It will help our show if you can drop a five-star review, or if you can download and give me a comment. And my team worked really hard on this. So your friends love you, your family love you, and so I'm sure they will support you. It really doesn't take a lot of time out of their day to do that. It's a little favor for you. And so that would be my advice. I also advise people that I work with in terms of podcast production to prepare 10 episodes before launching, because when you launch, basically the most tiring part is sharing it out, writing about it, writing the emails, the posts, the promotions. And I don't want you to be pressured on looking for the next guest, recording and editing the new one. And if you don't have a team, then you'll be doing all this by yourself. And so you need to be patient, and you need to prepare 10 episodes before you launch so that you get to really devote your time. Doing the podcast is different from launching and marketing the podcast. It's like a business, guys, or being a consultant. You could be the best ever copywriter in the world, or the best ever revenue optimization consultant in the world, but doing one thing is different from marketing, and from marketing it and letting people know how good you are at that thing. And so those are two different tasks. And it's like the podcast. Doing the podcast is a different task from marketing the podcast. And I don't want you to be so overwhelmed and then just give up in the middle. So did you know that a huge percentage, I think 40% of podcasters actually give up within their first five episodes? I've been interviewed in so many podcasts, and it was one of those first five episodes, and they just gave up. And I attribute that to basically not proper planning and exhaustion. They were so busy making the podcast and editing, and then editing the podcast and then marketing the podcast. And then they have to go back to their business. So, because a lot of people think of podcasts as an afterthought, it's not really like the main thing that grows their business. And to be honest, it's not even my main thing to grow my business. I just really like this. And and to be honest, it is kind of a great break from all the stuff that I need to do in my business, which is mostly sales. And this podcast lets me be me. And it also gives me an excuse to talk to other people and really tackle my curiosities around certain things. And so for your launch, definitely plan it properly. And you can also do little hacks. I'll share my top three favorite hacks that I did. You don't have to follow them, but definitely you can use them for your own podcast launch if you haven't launched it yet, or if you have a podcast and you kind of killed it, but you want to rekindle it again now that you have all this information that I shared. Number one, I launched my podcast on my birthday. So you know how on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social media, and even in emails, these platforms know your birthday. And so they're actually motivated to send you extra traffic. People will be greeting you, tagging you, sharing their memories, saying nice things. And my favorite thing is if it's your birthday, then you're in a great position to ask for a favor. Hey guys, so instead of a gift, why don't you share my podcast or download my podcast or write me a 5-star review? So I did that when I launched, and I think that even though it was very guerrilla, it was still pretty successful compared to if I just launched it on a different day. So it put me in a very good political position to ask for a favor. And then so I definitely used that to my advantage. And I also did a raffle for people who will share it, download it, tag their friends. I forgot what I raffled off. I think it was copies of my book or some cash or one-on-one time with me. Honestly, I forgot, but I'm gonna, it has to be something that your audience likes and will value. So a raffle is also great motivation for people to give your podcast a little bit of love, a little bit of traffic. Number three favorite strategy or tactic for launching your podcast is invite guests with bigger followings, such bigger than yours. So basically, people with a bigger following. So they will help promote the podcast episode. They will tag you. And like I said, your first 30 days is super crucial. Actually, the first 90 days, if you can really keep it consistent, that'd be the best. Just really, really give it your all. But the first 30 days, a lot really rides on that first 30-day window. So find the most interesting people you know that you can also ask a favor from and interview them. Find an angle so that they can talk to your podcast. Find something that they will also benefit from. You can even run traffic to your podcast also. So when you're starting, that is also one thing that you can do, or ask your friends about sharing it to their newsletter and communities. So it's many, many things. So pull all the stops, ask all the favors. Number four, a little tired here. It's actually like 10:41 p.m. as I'm recording this. I just feel really inspired to share this. And lately, I've noticed that my brain turns on after 8 p.m. It's really weird. And I've been taking afternoon naps as well. So, my body just goes in this like ebbs and flows, and it's really weird. But I just let it. I just let my body be itself. And I rest when I have to, and I eat when I'm hungry, and I move when I feel eh. And then I want to like mentally wake up. So I just really listen to my body. All right, number four, making the most out of your podcast. So let's talk about number one, repurposing and distribution. So share everything on your social media. You can also use your podcast to build your newsletter. You can also cut some of these videos up and repurpose the content. It's really easy to get seen on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and Facebook Reels right now, especially if you have an editor who's awesome at making those amazing short form videos. Also, shout out to my team at Proximity Outsourcing. We are also the trusted short form video editor of my awesome friend, Kate Buck Jr. of Social Media Pro. And so, yes, I'm using her to promote. I'm just kidding. Hey, Kate, I love you if you're listening. But I just wanted to share that we have a great team that does content repurposing, short form videos. And so if you have videos in the bank that you want to repurpose, let me know and it'll give you a good deal. Also super affordable, under $700 a month. And it's really, really hassle free. And so you get a dedicated video editor that you can educate about your brand and you can just repurpose all this content into different platforms. Number two opportunity is in anything that's related to speaking. And so having a podcast gives you opportunities for a lot more speaking engagements. It trains you to be a good speaker, a good host, a good MC, a good conversationalist. So it also probably even makes you a better salesperson. So those are opportunities as well. And if you want to apply for a speaking or a hosting gig, instead of sending them a video, you can send them your podcast. And sometimes you can even borrow someone else's brand and someone else's fame. And if they are a guest in your podcast, and if that person has a bigger name and a bigger brand, then it makes your pitch more persuasive if you want to continue speaking or hosting and landing these gigs. And not just gigs as in payment, but also an opportunity for more exposure for your personal brand and for your business. So I definitely enjoy that part or that benefit of podcasting because of my podcast, I've been invited on bigger podcasts. I've been invited on stages. I've been invited on some gigs, emceeing and hosting, which I really enjoy, not just weddings, but also corporate. And so I love that. I love those little things. I'm feeling very ready to show up more in public. And one of the ways that I can continuously show people that I am good in public, that doesn't sound very nice. It almost means like I'm bad in private, but like that I'm good at showing up in public. Okay, let's go with that, is through my podcast. And I really love that benefit. Number three is affiliates and joint venture opportunities. And so if you have a guest, they're dropping a special promo specifically for your podcast, you can get affiliate commissions for that, and vice versa. If your guest wants to be an affiliate for your product or your service, then you can promote it in the middle of the episode. And you can also get into a joint venture agreement with them. If you like each other enough, and if you agreed on a certain business thing that may or may have not showed up in the episode, it's, you know, meeting amazing business people through your podcast is one of its best benefits. And so you should definitely take advantage of that to also find good partners out there and to also have other people consider you as a good partner. So it's a really good bonding moment because it honestly, I always say a podcast episode is better than a sales call. A sales call has like what, 10 minutes max of rapport. A podcast is 1 hour of rapport. It's almost like having dinner with someone and you don't even have to pay the bill. Well, I don't pay the bill because I'm a girl, but that's a conversation for another day. Anyway, but yeah, I was just saying, you know, it's a great opportunity to meet partners, affiliate partners, JV partners, business partners, and people that will benefit your business a lot. So you can do these deals through links, coupon codes, an official JV agreement, and maybe you can end or you can just use that time to like each other and see if you want to work together. So even if it's not instantaneous, you already like each other, then there might be some opportunity along the way. So last item is the opportunity for sponsorship. And so I've had inquiries about advertisements or people coming on my podcast, sharing their business and giving me commission. So it's kind of an affiliate partnership still, but it's also an ad basically. So I've had those opportunities as well. And because I have social media platforms that can reach 80,000 plus people organically, I also use that as kind of a supplementary distribution platform in terms of like media and sharing content on top of my podcast. I share my podcast on all of my platforms, and that is also really ripe for an advertising or sponsorship opportunity. Right now, I'm not really entertaining those so much unless it's an item or a service that's very simple, you know, like, oh, this app or this, you know, buy this earpods or something. So unless it's like just a small thing, I'm not really interested in doing a big partnership or a big rebrand of my podcast, unless, you know, Spotify pays me millions of dollars like Joe Rogan, but that is very, very ambitious, but still manifesting. There you go, universe. And then number five thing about podcasting. So making the most of your podcast, number one, distribution and repurposing. Number two, opportunities for speaking and hosting. Number three, affiliate and links and JV partnerships. And number four is sponsorship and advertising. And lastly, my last item for podcasting is this is my number one tip for a successful podcast. And that is continuously put yourself in situations where you can meet great people and tell good stories. So I'm going to repeat that. Continuously put yourself in situations where you can meet great people and tell good stories. The reason why people listen to your podcast every week is because there's always something new and they're always curious about what you got to say or what you have to say about this new thing. So my podcast, None of Your Business, talks about life of an entrepreneur outside business, and podcasting could be completely outside of your business. So today that is our episode, but it is very, very enriching towards the human experience, in my opinion. And one of the reasons why that is because of my podcast, I am motivated to put myself in a situation where I can meet great people and I can listen and allow myself to be fascinated for my own pleasure and for my learning and growth, and not just because I have a podcast. So it's funny because I have met a lot of amazing and inspiring people through my podcast. I'm not kidding. Amazing functional doctors, athletes, amazing entrepreneurs, speakers, people who started business at a very young age, people who are way, way richer than me, people who have been on reality TV, people who are great hypnotists, and people who have traveled to 100 countries. It's amazing. It's been an amazing experience. And tell you what, like, I've talked to these people at the comfort of my own home, my little studio, 10 meters from my fridge. So it's been pretty awesome. And like I said, I have a great experience because I've also limited my contribution to this podcast to the parts that I enjoy the most. And with that said, definitely consider outsourcing, proximity outsourcing when you're starting your podcast. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to answer as much as I can. Definitely don't be abusive, but I'm happy to answer any curiosities, any quick questions about podcasting. And if you honestly, if you're down for a consult, I'd be down as well. You and I can just agree on an amount and we donate that to my chosen charity. I would love to do that. I have my yearly bags to school project where we donate 100 bags to public school students. And if you can, you want to be a part of that, please let me know. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. I'm going to link my Instagram on my show notes. So, yeah, I hope that you really, really like this episode. This is basically the creme de la creme of everything that I learned on my first year in podcasting. And I wanted to make it simple for you guys. And most of all, I really want you to enjoy the process of podcasting because it has made me a better person. It has made me a better business person too, and most of all, it has made my life richer. So, thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next week for another episode of None of Your Business. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please, please click subscribe. And if you have a friend or maybe a potential podcast co-host that you want to share this with, or you want to share this to, please feel free to share it to them. And write down your notes and learn as much as you can. And I tell you, good luck on your podcast. Share it with me when it's out so I can share it to my community as well. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. I'll see you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye.
So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.